You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
With all the talk of the future and tech and streaming video, Pandora and iTunes, in a way, we're really just going back to the way it all was before. Before music and books and movies and images were objects recorded on vinyl, tape, paper and film, and sold like soda and soap, they were events. The chance or not so chance encounters of people with artists, with poets, writers, actors, bluesmen. Events stored in memory or occasionally stored on tape.
When the train come along, Lord. When the train come along, Lord. Gonna meet her at the station. When the train come along.
That's the recording of an encounter back in 1959 between Mississippi Fred McDowell, vocalist Rose Hemphill, and Alan Lomax. And this sound came from a 1954 encounter in Genoa, Italy, between Lomax and a group of singers, the Tralalieri. Lomax made a name for himself as a so-called ethnomusicologist, collecting with the latest recording technology performances of music and dance that represented the ancient oral traditions still alive in the 20th century. But Lomax had a much bigger idea than simply archiving in some dusty vault the work of dying artists. Long before the computer, the internet, before iTunes, Netflix, and the cloud, Lomax imagined that all of world culture, all of its music and dance and theater, was on a technological journey heading back into that collective pool of memory where it was all born.
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on, tell me, baby.
A recording made in 1959, bluesman Leadbelly, alive and well in what Lomax imagined to be the global jukebox, a collective memory, a living archive of music and culture that would reside everywhere, and where music in one place could connect with the dance and music and theater and poetry of another place, where Leadbelly would connect with Kurt Cobain and Nirvana.
In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine, I would shiver the whole night through.
A joyfully chaotic jumble of treasures, just like in Lomax's mind, where memories of encounters and recordings mixed into a kind of global server, a cloud in a single cranium that was his breathtaking vision before his mind was dimmed by stroke and he died 10 years ago. But the Alan Lomax Global Jukebox Project is alive and well. Very much alive. And joining us is Don Fleming, Executive Director of the Association for Cultural Equity and the Alan Lomax Archives. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's really astounding to think of how far ahead of his time Alan Lomax was. Do you have that same feeling?
Well, we do. I mean, as we go back and see the work he did, this work that became the Global Jukebox, he really started back in the 50s when he was in Spain and Italy, and some of that material you just played, he started noticing things about the timbre of people's voices and as equating it to their culture. And so he started this long process of working with teams of experts that he would sort of surround himself with to develop a system to code the songs in a way that they could put them into what would eventually become computers. They started out with punch cards, and then eventually as it grew, he saw the potential of the internet and was, you know, a little too early in making it happen.
So describe how this is an archive and a language to connect all of this music.
Well, yeah, it's more than just descriptive analysis. It gets into like a detailed way that you can compare cultures by, you know, they tried to find all kinds of things that were common to all cultures and then develop the coding system based on that. So it just gives you a way to study anything from migration patterns to, you know, you could listen to songs and tell what kind of agriculture, what kind of work people do. It was pretty revolutionary, really, in the way it was set up. And I mean, we've now, for the last year or so, been just going through the process of taking all that data that survived in some old hard drives and bring it up to speed so that it's in an open source program now that'll allow us to take it to the next step, which is to, you know, get it online. And at the same time, we're trying to restore all the materials that went into it. Alan collected what was the hugest private collection of dance film, over 400,000 feet of film, like probably 200 hours or more of dance film. And it's all still needs to be restored. And so we're going through the process of finding the funding to try to get that this amazing collection, you know, digitized so that it can be used in the system the way he intended it.
And more songs should be added, right? I mean, this is a living archive.
It is. And it's like the whole world's cultures. So it's like, I think it's, he wanted it to be representative on an equal footing for everyone. And that's the idea. And that's what we're trying to bring back to life now.
No charge for downloads.
No.
I love that. Don Fleming, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Fleming is the executive director of the Association for Cultural Equity and the Alan Lomax Archives. Let's listen a little bit to the Global Jukebox. Prison song there, recorded by Alan Lomax from the Global Jukebox Archive. That's called Black Woman. What do you think should be in the Global Archive? The Global Jukebox, 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll play it on the air.